What? Bowling pins and viola? And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the Changing Faces of Viola's sesquicentennial book from 1855 to 2005, on pages 92 and 93, Harry Hagenbaugh came to Viola in 1945 to buy the plentiful logs that were made here and operated a sawmill. He was receiving such beautiful maple logs that he installed machinery to make blocks for bowling pins. He had a kiln to dry the blocks, which would be shipped elsewhere for finishing. This mill was located where the senior apartments are today in Viola, and it employed 12 men who put out about 100,000 pins a year. In 1948, Harry sold to the Colombian Pin Company of California, and Ed Lepley became the manager. Pins were fully finished and met the specifications of the American Bowling Congress. Then, Wilford Lawton became the manager when Ted retired. Finally, the Colombian Pin Company closed in Viola in 1965. The following story was excerpted from the 1964 issue of the Wisconsin Electric Cooperative News. And it reads, "To a bowler, there is nothing more beautiful than seeing his bowling ball hook into the pocket and sweep all the pins off the alley. Most bowlers can see a strike coming the instant their ball goes into the pocket. Bowling pins behave in a predictable way because of the precision with which they are made. This precision is much evidenced in the Colombian Pin Company in Viola, Wisconsin, where bowling pins are manufactured at the rate of 500 pins per day when in full production. The Colombian Pin Company is one of the few plants manufacturing bowling pins in the original pin block method." The story goes on to cover how pins were made, concluding with this final step in manufacturing of the bowling pins as described by Wilford Lawton himself. "Most bowling pins these days are coated with plastic. Plastic coating increases life expectancy of a pin from 600 times of a bowling ball contacting it to 4,000 times of that bowling ball contacting it. Bowling pins are sold in sets of 10, each pin exact in weight within the range of 3 pounds 7 ounces to what would be no more than 3 pounds 4 ounces. The Colombian Pin Company's pin name was Badger Pins, and they're mainly in the Midwest."
Today's Richland County History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. The Society looks forward to the new year with a vision to document important events and remind the community of important events of the past that impact all of us today. The summer of 2023 will bring another season of open houses at the Akey School Museum, and members enjoy the excellent reminiscing in the Richland County Historical Society's Akey Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance of and public access to the Akey School Museum. Please consider joining. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. You can mail your membership to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, 53581. And learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.